There's so much hype about the BYU defense because you bring so many players back, and it was a great defense last year. What can this defense do to even take it up a notch?
Just focus on the little things. There was missed opportunities last year. We weren't a perfect defense. We had MAs, so I think just getting the little things toned in and dialed in is going to help us take that next step to be even better than we were last year.
You said you had what now?
MAs. So missed assignments and just missed opportunities.
Jay Hill has a great reputation for a lot of good reasons. What do you think makes him an excellent defensive coordinator?
The way he can relate to all of us. He gets not just one demographic, but all of us to buy into his process. And then he's just the smartest guy in the room. He watches so much film that he calls out plays when we're watching film. Like, he'll pause a play before we even watch it, say what's gonna be ran here, and he'll call it out. And then that just helps us learn what he's seeing through formations and different tendencies.
Lets you do your job. Once you have all that information kind of uploaded, you can just go play, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he gives us options within the play. Like, if we see something, we can tell the D-line to do something else so that we can flow a different way, because if we think a play is coming and it's going to be there, then we'll tell the D-line to do something else. So it's like he trusts us and gives us a ton of freedom to be able to make plays.
How do you describe the linebacker room?
I'd say deep. We have a lot of guys that can play, and they can play at a high level. No matter how far down you go, they're all got experience, and they played a ton in spring ball and looked great, and all have improved and been under the system for a couple years now, and they look like they're getting better each day.
How much should fans be sweating the loss of Harry, and how do you fill that spot with whom, and how good can you be having lost an important piece?
I mean, Harry's, I wish him the best. He was my brother. I loved him, and he was a great player, but we got other guys that are going to step up, and they're going to have to step up and replace that role. So I think that they shouldn't be worried at all. We got guys, like I said, the room is deep, and we have a lot of players that are going to be ready to fill that role when the time comes.
Siale Asera is probably one of those guys.
Yeah, Siale, Che, Bryant, Strother, them two are, I think, the two leading for Mac right now.
Yeah, you and Isaiah Glasgow are representing the linebacking core in Frisco. What are you guys together?
I say we're like a 1-2 punch, because without one of us, it doesn't necessarily make the other one bad. But it helps, doesn't help the other one as much, because if they focus on him, then it lets me make more plays. If they focus on me, it lets him make more plays. So it's kind of like a go back and forth type of thing.
How do you describe him?
A freak. He's 6'5", can run, can bend, can pass rush, can lay the boom, gets picks. He literally Mr. Do-It-All. He's great.
How would you like him to describe you?
Most importantly, a great teammate, someone that rush the passer, can communicate with the defense, leads the defense when he's out there.
Okay. After an 11-2 year, what can BYU do more or better than it did last year?
Win a couple more games, of course. I think if we just focus on the little things and continue to buy into the program and get the whole team bought in, I think we're all going to reap the benefits and win even more games.
What's the best motivator?
The love for each other. I think if you're playing for something bigger than yourself, you're going to always reach a higher potential. If you're just playing for yourself, something goes wrong, you're going to get all down. But if something goes wrong when you're playing for someone higher, like Jesus Christ or your teammates, then you're going to have more responsibility and more possibilities that are going to continue to come, even if you had a bad game or a bad play, bad drive, whatever it may be.
What are your hopes for your season personally?
To be the best teammate, I want to be able to be a leader and help the guys around me be better. I don't want to be selfish in any way. I want to have my teammates look up to me and know that they can trust me.
Jack, pleasure chatting with you. Have a great season.
Thank you.